this year's elections will impact the future of Alaska. On KCAM's Meet the Candidates program, we're giving you the chance to hear candidates in their own words tell you what's important to them.
This is Doug Walker, and on today's Meet the Candidates interview, I'm interviewing Lisa Murkowski, who's running for U.S. Senate in this year's voting on November the 8th. What are your goals in running this year?
Well, I have been fortunate. I've really been blessed to serve Alaska for a period of years now, and am in a position where, through my seniority, through the ability to either be chairing committees, and setting the agenda within the Senate, where we have a real opportunity for Alaska's voice to be heard at the very national level. So, for instance, when we're talking about infrastructure needs, not only did we need to make sure that infrastructure in a big city, aging water and wastewater, is addressed, or how you build out an interstate, it's what are the needs of rural America, and particularly really rural Alaska. How do we connect better through broadband? We have unserved, underserved areas, water, wastewater. What we do more from the transportation perspective, our roads, our bridges, 140 structurally deficient bridges in the state of Alaska that we need to get working on, and now we have an opportunity to do. So part of my goal in this next Congress is really to carry forward on the implementation of this historic infrastructure bill. Other goals of equal priority, though. We are a resource state. We have minerals, we have oil, we have gas, we have timber, we have fish. These are resources that have helped sustain us. We're dealing with an administration that has a very different view and an attitude about what domestic production really can bring. I think many in the administration view it as a liability rather than an asset. So every day, it's pushing to allow Alaskans greater independence for our resources. So it's resources, it's care for our veterans, making sure that we have a strong national security and support our military. Those priorities have always been there, but now when you think about all that's going on in Russia and Ukraine, the threat from China, now more than ever, as I look at our military infrastructure here in this state, couldn't be more proud of what we've done together there. So taking care of our veterans, taking care of our military, making sure that we have the security that we need. There's a lot on the plate.
One of the questions that I ask each of the candidates is why you're running for the party you're affiliated with. So can you share why you're running as a Republican?
I registered as a Republican when I was 18 years old, and I knew exactly why I registered as a Republican. I did a little research, and my family was Republican, so I knew that, I got that, but I didn't want to do it just because that was what was expected. And so the principles that I identified so keenly with back then at 18 are still the same principles that I identify with now. Strong national security, making sure that our country is that lead democratic nation, that we not only uphold the principles that our founding fathers laid down, but that we stand as that beacon of hope and opportunity for others as well. I believe that less government is better government, not this heavy-handed, the government knows best approach, but allow us at the local level to be those decision makers, to feed up from really the people up. Those principles that attracted me to the Republican Party in the first place are still the principles that I identify with and why I continue to call myself a Republican.
Next, I'm wondering if you can tell us what distinguishes you from the other candidates that you're facing.
I have two other opponents in this Senate race, and I think it's fair to say that I am the only one of the three that really has had the opportunity to represent on a broad level the needs and concerns of Alaskans, and I've been able to do so over a period of time that has not only allowed me to be in the room, but actually to help set the table, and to help set the table in a way that has delivered results, whether it's what we are seeing coming to the state right now with the infrastructure bill, probably the most historic investment that our country has made in infrastructure to this point in time. With this bill not even being law for less than a year, we've already received or brought into the state about $2.4 billion. Everything from support for our little airports sprinkled all over this area to what we're seeing with roads. I mentioned bridges earlier. The broadband that is being built out in a significant way, what is happening with some of the infrastructure projects. And so it's not just about talking about what you want to do. It's about making that commitment to it, giving your whole life to it, as I have done. I'm born and raised in Alaska. I'm not going anywhere. I'm working in Washington, D.C. right now with the blessing of Alaskans. But what I have done is I've put my passion about this place ahead of all else, and have worked to be responsive to the needs of Alaskans where they are. It's what we have done to build out better access to health care in our communities. You know, I note, you know, we got a lot of highway out here, a lot of room to cover when it comes to emergency services. You've got your community that lives here, but you got a lot of people that drive by. Sometimes they get in trouble, and you're the ones that are there to pull them out of the ditch. You're the ones to take them to the hospital. So there's so many different things that I have not only jumped into as a problem solver, I've led the way to solve the problems. And I think that's what distinguishes me from the other candidates, is my track record of results and my track record of really trying to work with anybody to try to get the job done. And I know I've been criticized by some who say, well, wait a minute, you're working with the other side of the aisle. That's true, because in order to get results for Alaska, we've got to work with the hands that we've been dealt. I'm not keen about the Biden administration at all. Again, I think they have a very different view of what it means to utilize your natural resources for the benefit of your people. But they're who we have to deal with right now. So my view every day is, how do I keep the bad things that could come from this administration coming to Alaska? But also, are there some incremental gains that we can make? And if so, how are we going to do that? And so finding ways to say, all right, let's get to yes, because Alaska needs infrastructure. Alaska needs jobs. Alaska needs help with our economy. Alaska needs some different ways where we can meet our energy solutions that are locally based, as well as providing a resource that the country and the world needs.
How do you feel the U.S. Senate, if confronted with it, should deal with the issue of abortion in light of the recent Dobbs decision?
Yeah. I have maintained that a woman should have that ability to control her reproductive health. I have acknowledged and recognized, though, that the right to an abortion is not without limitation. And so I have supported codification of Roe versus Wade, because I think it allows for still a woman's legal right to make a very, very difficult but very personal decision, but it is not without limitation. And it cannot be something that is forced, no federal dollars, no federal funds that are to be used. You have to have conscience clauses written into that law. And so the effort that I have tried to advance is one that would say it is not the government's to determine a woman's decision.
What steps should Alaska take to improve its economic condition going forward?
Well, again, we have extraordinary resource wealth. Allow us as Alaskans, who are the best stewards of our own land, because we love this place. We want to make sure that, yes, we're able to gain access to our resources for our benefit and the benefit of others, but we're not interested in spoiling it. We're not interested in ruining it. So allow us that opportunity to help our economy, to build a workforce that is going to make us all proud.
This is Doug Walker, and I've been talking with Lisa Murkowski, candidate for U.S. Senate this year. Appreciate your time. And if anybody wanted to read more about you, is there a website, official website they can go to?
There is. It's pretty simple. It's lisamurkowskiforsenate.com.
Thank you so much for your time.
Doug, thank you.
That's today's edition of Meet the Candidates. During the days leading up to the November 8th general election, we're letting you hear from candidates for Alaska's U.S. House and Senate races, as well as the Alaska Governor's Contest and the State House and Senate races that impact Copper Valley voters. We encourage you to keep listening on most weekdays until November 8th for more interviews with the candidates. Meet the Candidates airs at 8:15 a.m. and 4:15 p.m. on KCAM AM 790. And on 88.7 FM, you'll hear Meet the Candidates weekdays after the news and weather at 8 a.m. and 6 p.m.